Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's November the 26th. Now, on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1970. And we travel to Manila in the Philippines, where a Bolivian surrealist painter made an unsuccessful attempt to assassinate Pope Paul VI. Benjamin Mendoza Flores, dressed in a black clerical outfit, at approximately 9:30 in the morning, crucifix in hand, managed to approach the Pope shortly after he had disembarked from his chartered DC-8 jet at the Manila International Airport. The Pope, closely followed by President Ferdinand Marcos and Private Secretary Pasquale Macchi, were encountered suddenly by the crew-cut, cassock-clad man who tried to attack the Pope with a knife. Mendoza stabbed him twice in the neck, hitting either side of the jugular vein, but Pasquale Macchi reduced the violence of the attack by blocking his arm. And as the Pope wore a rigid collar to relieve the pain from cervical spondylosis, he was only lightly stabbed, receiving slight injuries to the chest. Mendoza was subdued by Macchi and Paul Marcinkus and was subsequently arrested. The Pope continued his official visit according to the planned programme, and the fact that he was wounded at all was not revealed until after he had died 8 years later. After serving a 38-month prison sentence in the Philippines, Mendoza was released on a $700 bail and was deported back to Bolivia in 1974. Upon regaining his freedom, he moved to Lima in Peru, and when asked about his attempt to assassinate the Pope, he said he simply wanted to attract attention. However, at the time during his trial, he is on record as having said, "I will save mankind from superstition." And he was convicted of attempted murder. Pope Paul VI travelled more widely than any of his predecessors, and he was the first pope to leave Italy since 1809, and also the first to fly in an aeroplane, and was called the Pilgrim Pope and visited six continents, the first ever papal pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and the first papal visit to the Americas, Africa, Oceania and Asia. In the Holy Land, he met with the ecumenical patriarch Athenagoras in Jerusalem on the Mount of Olives, which led to the rescinding of the excommunications of the Great Schism, which had taken place in 1054. His pastoral visit to Uganda in 1969 was the first by a reigning pope to Africa, and he also became the first reigning pontiff to address the United Nations in New York City. As the US involvement in the Vietnam War was escalating, and he pleaded for peace before the UN, saying, "Our very brief visit has given us a great honour, that of proclaiming to the whole world from the headquarters of the United Nations, peace. We shall never forget this extraordinary hour, nor can we bring it to a more fitting conclusion than expressing the wish that this central seat of human relationships for the civil peace of the world may ever be conscious and worthy of this high privilege. No more war. Never again war. Peace. It is peace that must guide the destinies of people and of all mankind." During the visit, the Pope first stopped at St. Patrick's Cathedral, where some 50,000 people lined the streets to greet him and celebrated Mass at the Yankee Stadium. And he viewed Michelangelo's Pieta at the New York World's Fair in Queens. Back in Rome, overseeing the end of Vatican II, Paul VI epitomised the church that was reaching out. And he was the first pope to receive an Anglican Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael Ramsay, in an official audience as head of church, rather than a private audience. And together they would open the Anglican Centre in Rome to increase their mutual knowledge. This would be followed by a Malta Declaration, the first ever joint agreement on the creed since the Reformation. However, sadly, towards the end of his life, his friend, former Italian Prime Minister, Aldo Moro, was kidnapped and executed despite the Pope's dramatic interventions. See the pod of May the 9th. He authored 7 encyclicals, including the controversial Humanae Vitae, see the pod of July the 29th, and Populorum Progressio, on development. And his biographer, Peter Heppelthwaite, said, "If Paul VI was not a saint when he was elected Pope, he became one during his pontificate. I was able to witness not only with what energy and dedication he toiled for Christ and the Church, but also, and above all, how much he suffered for Christ and the Church. I always admired not only his deep inner resignation, but also his constant abandonment to divine providence." That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow if you can as we look at Il Duomo, the Cathedral of Milan. And as we're coming towards the end of a year of podcasts, it's unlikely that next year we'll be able to keep up producing a daily podcast unless funding allows it. If you wish us to support us or you can suggest themes for series of podcasts next year, please email us on pogppod@gmail.com. Our archives can be found at www.pogp.net, and if you have time, please subscribe and share the podcast with friends. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.